They were on display last night, boy, at SoFi Stadium. That was, despite the turnovers, despite the ugliness of the game, that was a beatdown by the Buffalo Bills of the world champ Rams. It is Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. I'm Chris Carlin. She's Amber Wilson, in for Chris Canty. Later on, we have got our ESPN Radio Pick'em Challenge, where each show is going up against each other each week, picking three games. That is coming up in just a bit. But Amber, going back to last night, something that we have not talked about is Josh Allen and his nature of really not just not trying to avoid contact, but in some cases trying to initiate contact. First of all, let's hear from Allen, and just one of those lines of, I'll do whatever it takes.
I like winning. Whatever I'm asked to do, I'm willing to do. And again, limiting the hits, obviously sliding and getting out of bounds, that's, you know, above, you know, the utmost importance there, you know, the best ability is availability. But again, when I'm called upon to do something for my team, I'm willing to do it.
It didn't look like it was terribly important to him last night, Amber, and I get it. The dude is huge. I mean, he's stiff-arming guys and throwing them to the ground, but it scares the daylights out of you, doesn't it, when this guy takes as many hits as he does, and not just takes them, like starts it.
We just showed on ESPN Plus, if you're watching us live there, the photo of the stiff arm. I mean, when you see it in still photo, it's just so dirty with the defender just flying because Josh Allen is just so enormous and so strong. And yeah, he's one of those quarterbacks. You want him to be able to utilize the gifts that he's been given, right? His size is one of those gifts.
I want him to be himself, yeah.
But you also want him to be available. And so it's a matter of him kind of learning how to balance that in his career. Because I think the concern with Josh Allen isn't just the injury that takes him away from the season, but it's also the wear and tear on his body if he puts himself out there too much, like we saw Cam Newton do in his career. And so if you're the Bills, you want to protect Josh Allen. But at the same time, you don't want Josh Allen to turn into Tom Brady, you know, like it, because that's not his game, right? You still want him to be able to utilize what he has. So I think it's just a balancing act. Josh Allen has gotten better every single year as a quarterback in this league. Heck, he wasn't even very good when he started out in this league, and now he's phenomenal. And most people are choosing him as the favorite for the MVP. And so maybe he'll learn that as well throughout this season, trying to balance that a bit more. At least he says he has the train of thought, Carlin, but it didn't look like it last night. It did not look like his focus.
No, he just looked like a train.
Yes, he just looked like a train last night. Not the train of thought that he recognizes that he needs to temper some of those hits. Is it more, by the way, Matthew Stafford also had quite the tackle last night.
Yeah.
Is it more embarrassing when you're like with any quarterback, if any quarterback stiff arms you and or tackles you, or is it not as embarrassing if it's Josh Allen because of his size?
It would have been much more embarrassing if Matthew Stafford stiff armed you. Would have been much more embarrassing.
I think so too. Look, but there's something about Josh Allen where you expect it. You're like, okay.
It's not expecting it, but when he's in the film room, it's going to be like, all right, the dude's 6'5", 260, or whatever he is. Like, you can see that a little bit. That's going to happen. But look, if Josh Allen is going to continue, like, for instance, early in that game, he lowered his left shoulder and just went right after it. Like, I get that's not his throwing shoulder, but that's still an injury waiting to happen. And I don't get why it's important to... It's one thing to get as many yards as you can. It's another thing to seek out contact. And it feels like at times Josh Allen seeks out contact. And I hate to put this much pressure on a kid. We understand that the Bills are on a mission and they looked like it last night. You've got the hopes of an entire city on you right now. They are all resting on your back. And you could deflate an entire city and basically ruin their year if you go and get injured. Like, and it's not just ruining their year. Like, the window is here. Has any city known as much pain when it comes to football losses than Buffalo? I mean, they haven't had a sniff at it in a long time, but nobody's ever done what they've done and losing four in a row. So I hate to think of it in those terms, but if I'm Josh Allen or if I'm the coaching staff there, hey, it's great that you want to fight for every yard, and there are instances where we have to do that. Game one, seeking out contact. That ain't it.
Seeking out contact in a lopsided game, by the way. I mean, he doesn't need to do it. Like, they were so dominant in that second half. And frankly, even though that score was tied when they went into halftime, the Bills seemed dominant the entire game through. He didn't need to do it in this one. And that's what you want to avoid. It's one thing if, you know, there's a few seconds on the clock and the game's on the line and this is the playoffs. It's a whole nother thing if it's week one, you're dominating the Rams and you're going out there and it seems like you're seeking out the contact. That is the differentiation that you made. I think it's a very smart one because it's not about him avoiding contact. He's Josh Allen, right? It's one of his greatest gifts. But him seeking it out, that's unnecessary.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, the Dr. Pepper call-in line. What are you most looking forward to this weekend? Let's hit it. We'll hit Andre in Brooklyn up first on ESPN Radio. Andre, what do you got?
Hey, great. Thank you for taking my call. I listen to you every day, Ken. I'm looking forward to watching Lamar destroy the NFL. I'm a Jet fan, but I love Lamar. And I'm telling you, I'm tired of people saying he doesn't have representation. His mom is his representation, always happened. So stop the bull with the, oh, he doesn't have representation. He's doing what's best for him, and he deserves more money than the top five. I can see Aaron, but I think he should be next. Honestly, he's that good.
Well, the way that the structure of paying guys has gone, he absolutely should be next. Mm-hmm. And that to me is where this is going to end up, Amber. I could see this at like an 8-year deal in the mid to high 300s, and you get more than $230 million of it guaranteed. I could absolutely see that because that feels like it's appropriate if he goes out there and has a monster season.
I've always felt like he'd end up like around 200 guaranteed with like a $250 kind of price tag. I don't know because it's hard to predict when we're also talking about a salary cap that's increasing. And now we're talking about where is this conversation after this next Ravens season. And I don't know how much of a difference it's going to make depending on what the Ravens do this season. Short of him maybe winning a Super Bowl and a Super Bowl MVP, I mean, do you think that there's anything he does this season that actually really changes this conversation? I mean, we're talking about a quarterback that most people consider elite still, and he has an MVP, under his belt. Season,
if he wins another MVP for the season and the Ravens go and make a little run, maybe they get to the AFC Championship game, yeah. I think it changes.
Like, you think the ownership, Steve Biscotti, is going to be like, oh, well, now I believe in you. Now I believe you're worth $230 guaranteed, Lamar.
Like, no, I don't have a choice. I mean, look at what this guy's doing for us.
Well, he's always been doing it for them, though. You know, he already has an MVP under his belt. He's been doing it for them, and they haven't been willing to budge on that. And by the way, no NFL team's been willing to budge on it. No team was willing to budge on it for Aaron Rodgers, for Kyler Murray, for Russell Wilson, for Patrick Mahomes, for any of these contracts we've seen signed here over the last few years by these quarterbacks. There is one quarterback. His name is Deshaun Watson. That is it. No other team has been willing to budge other than the Cleveland Browns.
I don't, for one second, I have come to the realization that he's not getting a fully guaranteed deal. But I bet you that a year from now he has more guaranteed money than Deshaun Watson. He might have a bigger contract. I mean, remember, the Mahomes deal was like for 400 some million when he signed it. Like, I absolutely believe that he will end up north of 230 guaranteed by the time we get to that next year. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What are you most looking forward to from your team this weekend? We've got plenty of time to get to your calls. We've got a few on the line. The lines are open for you at 888-SAY-ESPN on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. In just moments, we turn our attention to the NFC North as we have our final two division previews for the season. Is there a reason to believe in anyone winning that division besides the Packers, or at least challenging. We'll tell you why there might be. Canty and Carlin, Amber Wilson in for Canty on ESPN Radio. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The NFC North is where we are headed as we have our final two division previews of the NFL leading into the weekend. It's Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, Chris Carlin. Amber Wilson is in for Canty. A little baseball this weekend, too. Tune into an AL East battle tomorrow. It's Yankees hosting the Rays. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Coverage begins 12:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Amber, it's awfully hard to look at the NFC North and not start with the Green Bay Packers. But it feels like that's where we need to start because they have been the class of the division for quite some time. Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers, and he's an amazing player. He's a back-to-back MVP. He is without Devontae Adams now. Who is Aaron Rodgers throwing the football to? Can he turn Romeo Doubs into a great receiver? Can he turn Christian Watson into a great receiver? Alan Lazard is banged up. I'm very curious to see what these Packers receivers look like now that we've seen Valdes-Scandling gone, now that we see Devontae Adams gone.
And most people consider Randall Cobb and Sammy Watkins over the hill. I mean, yeah, you're right. You're looking at those young guys and Doubs and Christian Watson, and you're thinking that now they're catching passes from the two-time reigning back-to-back MVP, still playing at the most elite level that you can play in his late 30s in the league. So if there's anybody who's going to elevate you to Devontae Adams level, it's going to be that guy throwing you the football, right? I mean, because they have Aaron Rodgers at the helm, obviously this Packers team is always going to be a formidable force. I'm not going to pick against the Packers in this division, but I do think the departure of Devontae Adams leaves question marks. This O-line, I mean, you have Bakhtiari and Jenkins coming both off of ACL tears. They are the cornerstone of that line. There are questions here with this Green Bay team. I'm just not sure any of them matter, Carlin, because, hey, they got Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but listen, let's not forget about the Packers defense. It should be pretty good. Like, they will never get the shine they deserve because Rodgers is there. The Packers defense should be very good. Now, is there a reason to believe in the Minnesota Vikings? I will give you a reason to believe that they could at least make it more interesting in the NFC North. It's something we discussed a little bit yesterday, but Kevin O'Connell's offense, I think, is going to go a long way here. Kirk Cousins could throw for 5,000 yards this season. I'll repeat that. Kirk Cousins could throw for 5,000 yards this season. When you consider Thielen and Jefferson, when you consider this offense is a much more efficient passing offense for him to work with, and when you consider that he already puts up big numbers, he just doesn't do it in the biggest games. Can that change under O'Connell? That remains to be seen. I can't give you a good answer on that. I can give you that the I believe the Vikings offense is going to be more dynamic this year than it has been.
You would think so, right? The latest coach to be plucked off the Sean McVay coaching tree. Cousins already threw for over 4,200 yards last season, 33 touchdowns. I mean, I don't think it's going out on a total limb to say that with Justin Jefferson catching those passes that he could throw 5,000 yards. Obviously, they still have Dalvin Cook. I mean, this is a talented Minnesota team. I mean, you know, it's hard with the NFC.
Like they're the Vikings. I don't blame you. That's what's going on here.
It's like Kirk Cousins. His record is, you know, what, 59-2 as a starter overall in his career. Like, how excited can I get about the Vikings?
If you don't watch him, Kirk Cousins is one of those guys where you look down at the numbers and you're like, what's the problem?
Right.
What am I looking at here? Wait, 33 touchdowns, 7 picks, 4,200 yards? What's everybody complaining about? Well, I can win with that guy, can you? We don't know that yet. If anybody's going to be able to try to put him in a better position to win, it'll be O'Connell. And look, the one thing we can agree on, I think, and granted, it's somebody who hasn't coached before, but this should absolutely be an upgrade at the head coach position, considering what they've gone through with Mike Zimmer.
I think. I don't know. I mean, it's like with Cousins, you know, Cousins is 33-29-1 as a starter in Minnesota. Yep. It's like, okay. Again, on paper, this team certainly has some talent in Minnesota. I'm with you. I expect Kirk Cousins can put up big numbers again. He's put up big numbers a lot of times in his career. It doesn't always result, for whatever reason, the same way in the win column or the win column when it really matters. I don't have high expectations for the Vikings, but at the same time, I have a hard time having high expectations for anybody in the NFC, and somebody's got to win, right? Somebody has to challenge the Packers in this division, no? It ain't going to be those other couple teams.
But if it's going to be anybody, it's going to be Minnesota, because I'll ask you the next question knowing the answer already. Amber, do you consider yourself a sucker of any sort? Are you
a
rube?
Which is why, no, I'm not a sucker, which is why I actually haven't even watched Hard Knocks this season. If I had, apparently I would have been brainwashed into loving myself from some Dan Campbell and thinking that the Lions are going to the Super Bowl. I have a slightly different opinion about Man Campbell, if you will, you know, as a Miami Dolphins fan. I'm not sold, and a lot of people are, but I think they're more so sold on his sound bites than the actual coaching skill.
Exactly. We don't know. Look, could they go from 4 to 6 to 7? Sure, they could, but they're not pushing anybody anytime soon. And they still have Jared Goff. And the last time I looked, not great. Not great. Amon-Ra St. Brown he's pretty good. I'll give you that. But I don't look at them yet and get terribly excited. What I will be excited for, because I do think they had a phenomenal draft, is watching Aiden Hutchinson, and then later in the year when he's healthy, watching Jameson Williams.
Yes, I agree with both of those things. I just don't think that the Lions are actually winning anything. Sure, they'll be better. They'll be better than last season.
Yeah.
Right? They'll be better
than last
season.
Won't be? The Bears.
Well, that's for sure.
Amber, the Bears are going to be the worst team in football.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that. And it's unfortunate because Justin Fields deserves better. It's funny. You know, we saw Dominique Foxworth, who on his podcast said that Justin Fields should demand to be traded. And there's context there. The reason he says that is that institutionally, like many quarterbacks over the last 10 to 15 years, he's been put in a situation where it's nearly impossible to succeed. And I feel that way about Justin Fields, too. And it's a shame, because I think the ability is there. But I just don't know what he's got to work with. It's not very much.
He doesn't have much to work with. They ripped it all the way down to the studs. They needed to. They're building it back up. The problem for Justin Fields is he's going to have to show us something this season, and he's under very difficult circumstances to do that, but he has to show Eberflus something, because they're going to be in a position to draft very high in a loaded, or what we expect anyways, to be a loaded quarterback draft for this next NFL draft. So if you're Justin Fields, you have to find a way. You don't have to win a Super Bowl. Mm. You don't even have to win many games, but you got to find a way to show at least that you have that promise in the future.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. I got to go look the numbers up again, but the last time I checked, the numbers on the Bears being the worst team in football, there was some good value there. I'll give you that coming up. Plus, your calls are next. Got to know what you are most excited about as the NFL begins on Sunday after last night's opener. What are you excited about with your team? Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. In just moments, your opportunity to talk about your team and what you want to see. All of that is on the way after Amber has this from our friends at FanDuel.
Kick off football season with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Join today to get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up with promo code PLAY to get in on the action. You can even combine your bets for a chance at bigger payout with the same game parlay. Don't fumble your chance to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with promo code PLAY. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. Amber Wilson is in for Chris Canty. It began last night. We've got so much more this weekend. Mina Kimes is going to join us 1 hour from now to break down some of the action from this coming weekend. Right now, we hear from you about what you are most looking forward to at 888-SAY-ESPN. Jeremy is up in Alaska, up first on ESPN Radio. Jeremy, what do you got, bud?
I would like to see the Carolina-Cleveland Browns game, because I believe that Cleveland traded a 30-30 quarterback for a 29-27 quarterback. So they didn't upgrade too much. They just gave too much money, what I'm thinking.
You don't think they upgraded much with Deshaun Watson from Baker Mayfield?
Well, the stats don't lie, do they?
Well, you're right, they don't. And Deshaun Watson, the last time he played, had some massive stats. He threw for 5,000 yards. Thanks for the call.
Well, I guess to Jeremy's point, though, it wasn't in the win column. And that is the criticism. The best season that we saw Deshaun Watson have, right? They eked out wins that season. And so that's the criticism with Deshaun Watson. Obviously, that Texans team around him wasn't what this Browns team will be. But it ain't Deshaun Watson under center in this game. It's Jacoby Brissett. And I'm not sure that's going to be any prettier. That's certainly not an upgrade in my book over Baker Mayfield. I am curious to see what this is. I'm actually excited for this game as well, because I just want to see what it's like with Baker. You know, he's going to come out there with a chip on his shoulder, but so is that Browns team, it feels like. It feels like there's a lot of animosity here between these parties, and that's probably fun for the rest of us watching.
You know, Amber, like, I'm somebody that can be influenced very easily, and I have found myself with Baker Mayfield, like, just going back to him a few times, like, I'm done with you, I'm done with you, I'm done with you. I want to see him now do something, because he's kind of just the personality, it's a lightning rod, and I want to see the show either implode, or I want to see him win and, you know, stick the flag in the middle of the field.
Right. I will be rooting for Baker. I think Baker is a bona fide superstar. I mean, the phone lines light up every time we talk about Baker Mayfield. That dude hasn't done any real winning. And yet, for whatever reason, Baker rates. And I think it's the commercials. It's the personality. It's, like you said, the antics stemming back to college even. That dude is a superstar, and he's going to have to win football games in order to stay there and be one in the NFL. We need him to be a starting quarterback in order to get more of that. So I'm actually rooting for him this season.
Dale in Texas up next on ESPN Radio. Dale, what are you looking forward to on Sunday?
Hey, man, so I'm looking forward to the Bears. I think we can actually pull off an upset against the 49ers. But one thing I do have, based off of what everybody is saying, which I don't agree with and believe, you know, so Dominique Foxworth said Justin Fields should demand a trade. I disagree. You guys, you know, you just said, Chris Carlin, that, you know, the Bears are going to be the worst team in the NFL. So with that being said, man, we lost Hicks, Mack, Robinson, from last year, who we were not winning with those guys anyway. We still have Mooney, we still have Montgomery, we still have Roquan Smith, we still have Jackson on defense. So we still got key pieces. We're still better than the Jets, Jags, Commanders, the Texans, the Panthers, and the Seahawks. We are not the worst team in the NFL.
I don't know that you're better than the Jags. There's a few teams here. Thanks for the call. I think you threw out a lot there. Right now, look, if we're going to talk about what the odds are, I mean, Caesars right now has the Bears as the fourth choice to have the worst record in football behind the Texans, the Falcons, and the Jets. And they're at 6-1 to have the worst record. I think that's an interesting bet, and I've been on board with it because I don't think they're worse than the Jaguars are right now. I think the Jaguars, Amber, it's funny. That's a team I don't really know what they are. I know they're not great yet. But I don't know how to grade them off of what was just a disastrous season last year with just dumb drama all over the place.
Well, and they spent the money in the off season, so they should be a much improved team, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll have consistency at head coach. Peterson is a coach you believe can get the most out of Trevor Lawrence. We saw him get the most out of Carson Wentz back in the day. And so because of all those things, I think you feel like, with ETN and everything else, I think you feel like the Jags are headed the right direction. Now, I don't expect the Jags are going to be good this season yet. It's too soon, but I could see the Jags being better than the Bears. That doesn't seem like a stretch to me. I honestly have no idea. I could also see the Jags being worse than the Bears. Is Trevor Lawrence good? I don't know. He didn't look like it last season. There's a lot of question marks when it comes to this Jags team, but the Bears, it doesn't feel like there's many question marks when it comes to the Bears. They're not going to be great by design this season.
Yeah, it's not a question. We know they're not going to be good.
It's a question about Justin Fields.
Yeah.
But outside of Justin Fields, and it's a question about Eberflus, fine. But outside of that, there's not questions here. They're focused on the NFL draft. Let's put it that way.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. Up next, one of our analysts this morning compared Von Miller to a piece of candy.
Hmm.
Why? And why it's very appropriate next on ESPN Radio.
Josh ready to go. Third and four. Bills at their own 47. He's in the gun. Gets a snap. Pocket collapsing. Gets out of pressure. Runs to his right. Throws it downfield looking for Diggs. Diggs stops and he makes the catch and he's in the end zone. Touchdown Buffalo, Stephon Diggs.
You know, for some reason, Jalen Ramsey doesn't like Josh Allen, and I can figure out why now. I just can't figure out why he said what he said a few years ago. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio. Chris Carlin, Amber Wilson is in for Canty. So how about this? This was Jalen Ramsey in an interview a few years ago when he was on the Jaguars. I think Josh Allen is trash. I don't care what nobody says. He's trash. And it's going to show, too. That's a stupid draft pick to me. That was Jalen Ramsey in 2018 when he was on the Jaguars. Allen facing Jalen Ramsey teams. He's 3-0, 768 passing yards, 163 rushing yards, and 11 total touchdowns. If that's trash, get me a garbage can.
It didn't age well. That one did not age. That is a freezing cold take. It's bizarre, too. What was happening here? Did he know Josh Allen coming out of college? He had something against Wyoming. What was he doing making this comment? There were questions about Josh Allen coming out, though.
Sure.
Namely his accuracy. Right now he goes in the first round because, of course, the physical accolades, which we saw play out last night. But don't forget the teams that could have had him. I mean, it's funny when you look back on that draft. The Browns could have drafted him, the Giants, the Jets, the Broncos, and the Colts. They all pass on him. Every single one of those teams, every single one would be a totally different team had they just drafted that guy. Every single one of those teams needed him.
And it's funny. You think about a couple of those teams. I thought of Dave Gettleman last night, the former Giants GM, because he said at the time, he took Saquon Barkley, and his quote was, "We didn't feel like any of the quarterbacks were worth taking." Wow. I mean, you talk about being, there's wrong and there's wrong. I mean, Josh Allen and then Lamar Jackson later on. Way to read the situation. That's why Dave is the former GM of the Giants. And then there is a guy like Quentin Nelson, who the Colts took, who I think everybody agrees is a terrific offensive lineman, but he may not quite be the same right now after what he's been dealing with injury-wise. The Colts have been through it the last few years, and if anybody would have gotten him right, it would have been Frank Reich, wouldn't it have been? I mean, I kind of think Frank Reich and Josh Allen would have been a tremendous combination. This morning on Get Up, after watching Von Miller last night, very interesting quote from Ryan Clark, and I get it. I get exactly what he's talking about. It's Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and ESPN Plus. College football is back. Make sure you tune in tomorrow night, Florida hosting Kentucky. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Coverage begins 6:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. So here is Ryan Clark this morning, ESPN NFL analyst on Get Up on Von Miller.
That's what Von Miller's legs look like. They look fresher than a peppermint. You know how it is this morning. You ain't been talking. The breath might be a little stale. You pop a peppermint in and you are ready to go. That's what Von Miller looked like last night. He was the fastest player on the field. He was the most energized player on the field. He made the most impact on the Buffalo Bills defense. It's awesome to see what he can do to a team, whether Denver, Los Angeles, or Buffalo. He is a difference maker. And last night was no different than we'd always seen throughout his illustrious career.
I get it, and it's ironic because Von Miller, the way he played, he had some stank on it last night.
It was unbelievable. I said to you earlier in the show when we were talking about Von Miller, is he faster than he was last season? Like, somehow last night, he seemed like he was even in better shape than he was for the Rams last season, and he was pivotal in them winning a Super Bowl last season when he was on the Los Angeles Rams. You just heard Ryan Clark mention it. Three different teams. Apparently, that was one of his goals, is he wants to be able to win a Super Bowl with three different teams. He may be well on his way there in Buffalo, but I was so impressed. You're talking about a player, not only this is the third stop, but 33 years old, and he looks better than ever. I don't know how Von Miller's doing it. Maybe he's harnessing the power of that triangle that he has carved into the back of his head. But whatever he's doing, it is working for him, Chris Carlin.
It really is. I don't know if it was faster. The first thing that came to mind is, Amber, when you have an offseason like that and you're an older guy, you're always going to look great early in the year, right? But think about how he looked at the end of last year. Again, dealt with the injuries that he had dealt with in Denver. But I looked at what we saw last night and wondered, okay, how long can he actually keep this up? Because is he going to all of a sudden get back to the player that he was 3, 4, 5 years ago? Because if so, like, there's not going to be any question about what they are this year, about the Bills. Because, you know, defensively, we thought they were pretty good to begin with. And then you see them on a performance like last night, and Miller just bull rushing his way to get to Matthew Stafford.
He was incredible. And you're talking about not just the two sacks and the multiple tackles, but he had a 53.8% pass rush win rate, which led both teams. Von Miller looks like a huge loss for this Los Angeles Rams team. Like, that's what I took away from last night. We knew this was a big get for this Bills team. This Bills team would have been better this season anyways, and then they didn't sit on their hands in the offseason. They enticed Von Miller over. Will that get OBJ over to them later in the season? Oh, entirely possible, the way that Von Miller has been recruiting him there in Buffalo. But I feel like that this is a huge, not only is this a huge win for the Buffalo Bills, because you saw how good Miller looked last night, but I feel like this is a huge loss for this Los Angeles Rams team. And this Rams team is missing some key components from that Super Bowl run, and it might cost them another Super Bowl run.
Look, in being banged up and playing through it as he has, so we look back at last year, he gets traded, and the 5 regular season games with the Rams, he has 5 sacks after he had 4.5 earlier in the year, and then he was obviously very good in the postseason. He hasn't missed a lot of time, but he looks rejuvenated from it. And it's amazing. He had an incredibly short offseason. You know, he had a very short offseason, just like the Rams did. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's the Dr. Pepper call-in line. What are you looking forward to with your team this weekend? Anthony in South Carolina. Tony, what do you got, buddy? How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? Like, how you knew one of my nicknames. So what I'm excited about is actually going to be a prediction for the rest of the year. is that Maserati Mitch is going to hold it down. He's not going to let Pickett get off the bench.
I'm sorry, what? What?
Maserati Mitch. I think he's talking about Mitchell Trubisky.
Are you talking about Mitch Trubisky?
Yeah, you don't remember his nickname? That's like the funniest one of all.
Yeah, I'll settle for Mazda Mitch, okay? I don't need Maserati. Listen, Maserati's a gorgeous car, but sometimes, you know, cars
you just need a car.
High-end cars like that can be a little high maintenance. I don't need Mitch Trubisky to be high maintenance. As a Steelers fan, I don't need Maserati Mitch. Just give me plain normal, not turn the ball over.
What about,
if possible, Mitch?
Mini Cooper Mitch?
Mini Cooper Mitch?
Okay. Now we've gone off the rails.
Mini Cooper Mitch?
You just need a Mitch that's reliable. You know, that just gets you from point A to point B.
Toyota
doesn't
Trubisky,
do anything crazy.
Outstanding. Toyotas are great.
There you go.
I don't need Mitch to be off the charts. I need Mitch to not turn the football over. I tell you, like, as a fan, I'm glad that the Steelers are ushering in a new era, but that new era with Kenny Pickett is really when it starts for me. When Kenny Pickett gets the ball, that's when it starts. Because I don't think, like, Mitch Trubisky is going to be – remember when they had to kind of find their way before Roethlisberger and it was Tommy Maddox? Mm-hmm. And he kind of figured it out. I don't think that's going to be Mitch Trubisky here.
Well, they didn't. I mean, listen, they brought in Trubisky. It's a flyer. They gave him a couple of years. I mean, they're taking a chance. But there's a reason they drafted Kenny Pickett, right? If they really thought Trubisky was going to be the answer, they wouldn't have bothered. They would have spent that pick elsewhere. They're hoping that Kenny Pickett's the future there. And from everything we saw in the preseason, given all three of their quarterbacks looked good in the preseason, but it looked like Kenny Pickett might be the real deal. So I can understand why, with you being a Steelers fan, you're looking forward to whenever the Kenny Pickett era starts.
I am. I just don't want him to get run over because their offensive line is going to be so bad. If you're asking me when it's going to happen, I would think that it probably would happen sometime in mid to late October, where Kenny Pickett would take over. Because I'm always believing that it's better to do it with a young quarterback a day late than a day early.
Unless so, Trubisky's crushing it, Carlin. Unless he's crushing it.
Let's cross that bridge when we get to it, huh? Honestly. I do think Mitch has gotten a bad rap. Because if you look at what his record was in Chicago, it's pretty darn good. Mitch Trubisky, his record, wins and losses as a quarterback, is very strong. But when it comes to his ability to really, truly lead a team and be a championship quarterback, or at least be a quarterback who can manage the game well enough to leave you in contention, I'm not really buying into it quite yet. Their defense just has to play a whole lot better. It's Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. Amber mentioned Odell Beckham. Oh, God. We'll get to that in a little bit later as well. Gotta get the attention, don't you?